starting your MLS career against Philly. How big of a moment was that, I guess, for you to kind of get that save late in the first half? And did you sense, I guess, I don't know, like, how much progress you've made through like a save like that, or how did, I guess, it feel to secure that one late?
Yeah, I think, you know, felt good just, you know, to be able to make the save and, you know, get into halftime, 0-0. But yeah, for me, it's more just, you know, trying to do whatever I can to keep the team alive and give us the best chance of winning.
It seemed like a lot of, I mean, especially in that first half, it was, I mean, prototypical Crew soccer, right? You know, like, as soon as Rudy and Malte got possession, it was, or, you know, they were, you know, pushing it back to you guys offensively, playing defense through offense, right? Like, I mean, what did you see, I guess, what worked, I guess, defensively, that you guys were allowed to kind of change that possession quick and kind of keep the pedal on offensively?
I think just our rest defense, you know, we talked a lot about it, especially with a team like Philly that, you know, that they can transition and score goals right away. And so it was just, you know, really trying to work on our repress and just keep them locked in. When we turn the ball over, have guys, you know, the first three or four guys around the ball and, you know, put pressure on them to, you know, and then try and play in behind with Rudy and Malte and Stevie, you know, having the rest defense and trying to limit them to as many chances and keep them in their half, which I feel like we did really well in the first half.
Christian Stephen both mentions, you know, set pieces as, you know, kind of the decider tonight. I guess what – it seems like something that's been coming up quite a bit. I mean, is that, I don't know, frustrating? Is that – I mean, is it encouraging that it's only, like, seemingly one thing that's keeping you guys to these, or is that kind of aggravating?
For me, it's aggravating. You know, I feel like it's an area, one that I need to improve on, and I think that as a team we need to improve on. And, you know, it's especially going into playoffs, and, you know, you felt it tonight that the margins are really small, and so that can win or lose you games. And, you know, I think, you know, we could have done better on the Golden Knight, and, you know, but I'd rather have it happen now than in playoffs.
Patrick, you always want to pitch a shutout or do your best, but when you're going up against one of the top goalkeepers in the league and Blake, who's been there forever, you know, the margin of error is very slim.
Yeah, no, for sure. He's, you know, he's an unreal goalkeeper, and, you know, he has accolades to show it, and I have all, you know, the respect for him because he's done it for numerous amounts of years. And so for me, it's, you know, it's good to have a, you know, go up against a guy like that, because in our position, you know, there's not many of them, and it's a good 1v1 battle for me. When you see a goalkeeper like that doing, you know, making some incredible saves on the other end, it challenges you to, you know, kind of do the same to keep your team in it.
Did you have any favorite goalkeepers growing up?
Yeah, I started playing when I transitioned to goalkeeper. During the World Cup of 2014, so watching Tim Howard, he's a guy that I, you know, watching him play in the World Cup is a guy that I wanted to be like.